And, uh-oh, I don't know what you did now. Here is the sheriff of Frederick County, Chuck Jenkins. Hello, Sheriff.
Hi, Tim, Frank.
It's good to hear from you. Everything going well, I trust?
Well, everything's going well, but I really need to bring something back to the attention of the public because I have no other recourse.
Okay. Please do.
So I'm going, well, this, again, has to do with Councilman Hagan's. Councilman Hagan's is a pattern of behavior. So thinking back to this past Wednesday when he came out with this, what I think was a very not real apology, a lame apology, maybe to the deputy, but more or less a justification of his actions for interfering with the deputy on the traffic stop.
Yes, sir.
And so when that happened, when his picture came out in the paper the next morning, another incident was reported that had happened last October, very similar circumstances. So when my deputy, after he recognized a picture of Kai Hagan in the paper, and immediately he recalled this incident up on Route 15, very similar MO, a white Prius driver, he was almost positive was Kai Hagan, and a female passenger, with which I guess you could assume was Kai's wife, I don't know. But very similar, another incident where Councilman Hagan, not by his, I guess, his direct involvement with the deputy, but the fact he pulled over in an unsafe situation and created a problem. Again, endangered a motorist, himself, and the deputy.
Was there a, well, first of all, I have to ask this question. Was the driver black?
The driver of the car that the deputy had actually pulled over to help change a tire actually got out of the car to help the African-American driver and his family who was in the car, helped him change the tire because he was concerned that the operator would be struck because it was so close to the traffic lane. So the deputy got out of the car. This was actually back on October 17th of last year.
Right.
Southbound 15 up near North Seton Avenue. It was a 2009 Infiniti pulled over. And the man was attempting to change his tire. Deputy stops, gets out, sees he needed help, offered his help. The man was very appreciative. The deputy couldn't break the lug nuts loose, so he had to, kind of set up a block with his car so that everything was safe. He called a tow truck. So fast forward a little bit here. He's trying to help this gentleman. So he notices the white Prius pulled up about, he says, about maybe 75 yards behind his police car.
Mm-hmm.
So he asks the family, listen, is that white Prius with you? The family says no. So the deputy goes back to talk with the operator of the Prius. So he says, I'm reading now from his report to me up the chain of command. I then went back to check on the individuals in the white Prius and made contact with the female passenger. I asked if everything was okay, and she replied, yes, we're here to make sure you're not hurting or harassing him. I told them I was assisting the man with the tire change and no one was being harassed or hurt, and we don't conduct ourselves that way in this county. So the woman, whoever it was, began to argue with the deputy. He bantered back and forth with her a little bit and said, listen, told the driver, you got to move your car. You're creating a traffic hazard. So eventually, after a back and forth, again, conversation between himself and the passenger, and he says the driver was sitting there basically smiling during the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So again, remember I said he is almost positive it's Councilman Hagan after seeing the photograph. So, after receiving this is again the deputy saying, after receiving a few more directed insults from the passenger about the current climate of policing, and it was there. And now the deputy says it's your right to check on it, but I'm asking you now for your identification. So then instead of producing identification, the driver pulls off. And remember, we believe this is Councilman Hagan, or the deputy believes it was Councilman Hagan. So as they drive off, the female passenger blows the deputy a kiss and gives him the middle finger.
Wow. Here
we go again with another, the same pattern of behavior, interfering with the lawful duties of a police officer. Now, again, listen, to me, this is more than probable cause. This is probably beyond a reasonable doubt, right? Would we agree with that?
Yes, I think so.
I think that's for you to tell us, Sheriff.
Well, I think it is. I think it shows a clear pattern of behavior.
I guess the first question people are going to have is why is this coming out now as opposed to
early? You know why it's coming out, Frank? Because, again, I brought this to the attention of the county council, the president, M.C. Keegan Air, Vice President Blue, County Executive Gardner knows about this. They won't address it. They won't deal with it. They won't admonish him. They won't address it whatsoever. I have no recourse to human resources. So what do I do other than bring it to the attention of the public? This guy is absolutely unfit to serve in office, and I'm not going to let it go.
Now, would there be a chance that just be forwarded on to the special prosecutor or to the state's attorney's office?
You know, I don't believe at this point criminal charges are warranted. I really don't. I think it's far too – listen, and again, I think you could argue the fact that probably the stop I'm talking about now probably would not warrant criminal charges, okay? But certainly the most recent incident back on the 20th of June would. Yeah. But I think it's too late to do that. So I'm going to look for any avenue I can, either through human resources, through some type of harassment claim, EEOC, or whatever. This can't continue. But my point is, Frank, the reason I'm bringing this up, the damn county council, the Democrats on there, and I'll name them off, Keegan Air won't do anything. Mike Blue has at least backed me to some degree. Fitzwater won't address it. Certainly Jerry Donald won't address it. And so I'm going to get no action from them. So where do I go with it? This can't continue. And now you got the county executive who creates this, Equity and Inclusion Committee and puts Kai Hagan on it. So now you've got a racist on this commission that's going to be passed through legislation.
So, Sheriff,
People had better wake up in this county, Frank.
You're saying there's a second incident. Let me make sure that we all understand that you are saying, are you saying that Councilman Hagan directly interfered in the traffic stop, or that he, at worst, was insulting to the officer?
No, I'm not saying the one I'm talking about from last October. No, the driver, and I'm saying the driver, based on description and vehicle description, was Councilman Hagan. And he had, according to the deputy, no part in the conversation. He sat there smiling. The female, who we would assume is probably his wife, I don't know, but let's assume it was his wife or whoever, was engaged with the deputy, was insulting to the deputy, was demeaning to the deputy, and, of course, you know, basically said, we're here to make sure you don't hurt or harass these people. And this deputy, my God, he was out there trying to muscle the tire off the car for him.
Yep.
Now, have you followed, Sheriff, any of the controversy trying to come back to bite you?
Tim, yeah, you know what? I don't do Facebook. I don't do social media. They're keyboard cowards. They can say what they want. They can do what they want. Hagan is going to have to answer for this. And let him answer to the public.
Yeah.
Let him answer directly. What I'm saying is a truthful statement from the deputy. It's in writing. I've got it. Concern is this, Tim. My concern is somebody's going to get hurt or killed behind this.
You mean due to the actions of the councilman?
It could be the deputy. It could be another motorist. It could be the councilman. Somebody could get hurt.
Are you able to
tell? He's got no right to do this.
Oh, I agree.
But my biggest frustration is the lack of guts or will by the county council.
Do they have the power?
That's what the council said. It's not our place. Is our place?
I can say that about a lot of things, Frank. It's not my fight. But no. Every once in a while, you step up and do the right thing.
I mean, at least they could sanction you, saying, Sheriff, or something
they
like
that.
I guess.
They could admonish him publicly.
Yeah. I think that would be at least something. The question coming to you, Sheriff, is there's been people talking about, why won't you name the deputies? What is that your policy, to name them or not to name them?
There's no policy. First of all, the name of the deputy is not of concern. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't happen at all, regardless of who the deputy is.
Oh, I agree.
This goes to the safety of the deputy. Also, if you remember my first email a couple of weeks ago to the county council, I didn't name the deputy. I didn't identify the race of the driver because it's not important.
Right.
That's only important in the councilman's mind.
Okay. All right, I appreciate that. And Frank, question?
No, I think obviously See if Councilman Hagan responds.
Is he on the line?
No.
And you know what he'll do, Frank? He'll sidestep it. He'll say, well, you aren't positive it was me. No, no, the deputy, he's almost positive, yes. Could he swear? No. But I'm telling you, based on vehicle description, based on the almost certainty of the deputy's identification, based on the similar pattern of behavior, I'm telling you, this is beyond a reasonable doubt in any court of law.
Yeah. And on the most recent incident, you do not accept his qualified apology.
It's not up to me, Frank. Whether or not the deputy accepts it, I don't know. But it's up to the public to accept it. And I don't think the public does accept it. To me, it was no more than, a one-sentence apology and three pages of attempted justification. And then he spins the whole thing back to race.
Right. All right, Sheriff. I appreciate what
Tim, I got to tell you. Let me repeat what I said.
Please.
This county, the citizens, the good people of this county had better wake up and see what this Democratic County Council and this county executive are doing to this county. They are destroying the greatest county there is to live in. They're ruining it.
Wow. And I appreciate you call. I would appreciate if you can able to keep listening, because I'm sure I have more questions as the callers have more questions, and I'll be
well.
Glad.
You know, I'm about done.
Oh,
like
okay.
I said, I've got to find an avenue for some recourse.
Right.
And if my only avenue is letting the public know, then so be it.
Very well, Sheriff. I appreciate your call in, and I appreciate the information. Again, the sheriff is saying that there's a second incident or an incident that preceded the one on the 20th of June. Same. Sort of actions, except this time it was by the female in the alleged car, or not the alleged car, but
Kai. And can you? And I'll just shut up by saying, can you imagine as they're pulling off the female giving him the finger?
Yeah, yeah. How
nice is that, right?
Well, it's no class, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, thank you. I'm done. Have a good weekend.
All right, my sheriff. Thank you
for calling, Sheriff.
That's my sheriff of Freddie County. I call him that because he is a Freddie County sheriff. And not one to hold back. If you have a question, well, give me a text and I'll see if I can get you the answers. Frank?
No, give us a call.
Yeah, exactly. It's